Hello.
Hi, hello. My name is Jennifer and I'm calling you from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. Am I speaking to Taylor?
Yeah.
Hi, hello. My name is Jennifer. We're just trying to get the survey completed, which is required by our client. To start with, may I please know how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
3 years.
Thank you. And what is your primary branch on this trade? Is it tile or marble finisher, refractory bricklayer, tile setter, plasterer, cement mason, mason helper, finisher, stone mason, marble mason,
welder?
I'm sorry?
I'm a welder.
You say welder?
Yeah.
Thank you. All right. On the last job that you worked on, were you a foreman, junior level mechanic, apprentice, finisher, helper, improver?
Improver.
Thank you. And yes or no, are you currently working at that trade?
Yes.
Okay. Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed that is unable to find a work when you wanted to work over the past 12 months in your craft, if any?
1 week.
Thank you. And have you found it necessary to work for a non-union contractors over the past year?
No.
In the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
Okay. Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
Fewer.
Okay. And do you get the sense that there are fewer union construction projects, more union construction projects, or about? Okay.
I don't know.
Do you get the sense? Okay, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
Yeah.
Okay. Thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
No.
Okay. Have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No.
Okay. Thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily through the federal government, through your state or local government, privately, or do you not know?
I don't know.
Okay, thank you. Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, in the upcoming 12 months, do you think there will be more unemployment than now, about the same or less unemployment than now? Yes. To more than now?
More
the
unemployment.
Same?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's going to be more unemployment than now. Yeah. So
Thank you. Now, looking at your family's economy situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years it will get worse, get better, or stay about the same?
Worse.
Switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job side, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Dust or air quality, COVID-19, fall risk, falling objects, heat or cold, language problems, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, or do you have no real concerns on the job?
No real concerns.
Okay. Have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
No.
For each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in any activity in the past 12 months. Political canvassing or canvassing?
No. None.
Picketing?
What? Picketing? No.
Okay, thank you. What about union organizing?
No.
Okay, thank you so much. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on, regularly, occasionally, or never?
Never.
Changing the subject to the world beyond the Union, please rank the following news sources from the one that you are most likely to get your news from to the one that you are least likely to get your news from. Please rank those sources from 1 to 5, 1 being the source that you are most likely to get your news from, and 5 being the source that you are least likely to get your news from. The sources I have is print or online newspaper, friends and neighbors, radio, the internet or social media, local TV news, or cable news.
News
so
are which 5. Internet 1.
Internet will be number
friends.
1?
Yep.
Friends 2. Okay. What about 3?
I don't know. News is last. I don't watch the news.
Okay, I have print or online newspaper, radio, local TV news,
sure,
and cable news.
Yeah, news is the last.
Okay, and which one should I put as the third and the fourth?
I don't know, it doesn't matter.
Okay, if you have to choose, I have print or online newspaper, radio, local
TV
news.
Online paper.
Okay, and the fourth one?
Is the only one left.
We have local TV news and cable news and radio.
I said news was last. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
So 4 or 5 doesn't matter. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Which of the following issues most? I'm sorry. Which of the following issues matters most to you right now? Immigration, healthcare, the environment, foreign policy, education, support for labor unions, jobs and the economy, or something else?
Jobs and the economy.
I appreciate it. As you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
No.
Okay, as you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not important at all that federal elected officials support that?
It's important.
Okay, would that be very important or somewhat important?
Somewhat important.
Thank you so much. Generally speaking, do you believe the Republican Party or Democratic Party more strongly support the prevailing wage protections of Davis-Bacon
Act? I don't know. I have no idea.
Okay. As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as UAW, are currently on a strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute? Would you say GMC, Ford, and Stellantis, or the United Auto Workers?
I don't know anything about it.
Okay. Please indicate... I'm sorry?
I was talking to my lawyer. What's up?
Oh, I'm sorry. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. His job as president overall, do you approve or disapprove?
He's an idiot. I disapprove of him all the way.
Okay, will that be somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly.
Okay, what about his support for labor unions?
Disapprove everything he says.
Okay. Well, I will read to you the options that I have here or the topics that I got, and please tell me if you would like to have the same response for all of them. I have support for labor unions, immigration, the economy, foreign affairs, and healthcare. Would your opinion be the same,
sure,
for all of them?
Yeah.
Okay, is that strongly disapprove?
Sure.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is handling its job?
I don't know. I don't really pay attention to that stuff that much.
Okay. Are you registered to vote?
No.
And do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Turning back to BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Excellent, good, just, fair, or poor?
Excellent.
Okay. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Excellent.
Okay. How could the union best improve its representation and service?
I don't know. Or
in your own words, do you think
union.
Of any? Go ahead.
More union reps.
Do you get more union representatives?
Do I get more?
Is that for them, for the union, to get more union representatives?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or just have them come out more? I don't know.
Okay. Okay, thank you. What do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and the next? What is the most important thing the union should be working on?
I don't know.
Any idea?
Not really. That's not my area of expertise.
Okay.
I'm just a welder.
Okay. I'm just making some notes. All right. And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Is it a job site, mail, union meetings, email, text?
Text.
Okay. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to BAC? Four or more times a year, a couple of times a year, once a year, or never?
Four times a year.
Thank you. Now I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes only, and we will be done with the survey. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as Republican or Democrat or something else?
Republican.
Thank you. Would you call yourself a strong Republican or not very strong Republican?
Not strong.
Okay, and just to make sure we have a representative sample, what is your race?
White.
Thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have your first name?
Tyler.
Thank you, Tyler. These were all the questions that I had for you tonight. Thank you so much for helping me out. You have a wonderful night.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.